Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week on our program, we listen to music from superstar Whitney Houston and answer a question about the Old Believers religious group. But first, we meet a new ambassador in Washington who wants to spread the message that reading is fun. If you are over the age of 30, you may not have heard of Katherine Patterson. But if you are under that age, chances are good that you have. In fact, you might have read one of her many award-winning books. Or maybe you saw the movie version of her book, Bridge to Terabithia. Now, the United States government has awarded Katherine Patterson a new job. Mario Ritter has more.
Earlier this month, the United States Library of Congress named Katherine Patterson the National Ambassador for Young People's Literature. She is only the second person to hold the position. She replaces writer John Sheska, who had served since 2008. The Librarian of Congress, James Billington, said, "Miss Patterson represents the finest in literature for young people." He spoke of national as well as international praise for her writing. Mr. Billington said she would speak to the importance of reading in the lives of America's young people. Ms. Patterson has written more than 30 books. She is among only 5 writers to have won 2 Newbery medals. These are among the most important children's book awards in the United States. Bridge to Terabithia won a Newbery medal in 1977. Her book, Jacob Have I Loved, won the award in 1981. Katherine Patterson's books for children are often quite complex. Bridge to Terabithia includes adult themes like depression and death. The book has caused debate because of its place on school library bookshelves. Some parents think it is too adult for young children. Ms. Patterson says the idea for the book came from a real-life experience. Her son's best friend died in 1974 when she was struck by lightning. Katherine Patterson is 77. She began writing as a young mother with 3 children. But she says her interest in writing came as a surprise. As a child, she had thought about becoming a Christian religious worker in foreign countries, like her parents were. Katherine Patterson spoke to a gathering of children when she was named ambassador on January 5th in Washington. She said, "Read for your life. Read for your life as a member of a family, as a part of a community, as a citizen of this country, and a citizen of the world."
Our question this week comes from Russia. Alexei wants to know about the Russian community of old believers in the American state of Oregon. Old believers is the name used to describe millions of people who rejected reforms to the Russian Orthodox Church in the 1600s. Old believers who chose not to accept the reforms were often mistreated or killed. Over time, millions fled Russia. Many fled to Asia, Australia, South America, and Europe. Many others came to the United States. There are large communities of old believers in the states of Pennsylvania, Alaska, and Oregon. In fact, Oregon has the largest population of old believers in the United States. More than 10,000 live in that state. Many continue to follow their old traditions and customs. Women wear coverings on their heads and long dresses tied at the waist. Men are not permitted to shave the hair from their faces. Old believers follow special rules governing what they can and cannot eat on different days of the year. For example, they may not be permitted to eat things like dairy products, meat, fish, or eggs, or drink alcohol. They also cannot eat off of the same dish that a non-believer has eaten off of. Because of this, many eat at fast food restaurants that serve food in containers that can be thrown away. Old believers observe 40 religious holidays each year. On these days, they are not permitted to go to work or attend school. In Oregon, many old believers have their own businesses or farms. But a growing number of them work in jobs in the city, especially at furniture factories and sewing companies. Many old believers live in small, private, and somewhat closed communities. But the modern world is having an effect. Modern technology is entering their communities. Many old believers watch television and drive cars. And many, especially the young, are reportedly having a harder time trying to hold on to their spiritual and cultural traditions. Whitney Houston's recent album, I Look to You, marked her long-awaited return to the music industry. It opened at the number one position in the United States and Canada. It also appeared in top positions in Australia and 5 European countries. Now, the superstar is preparing for a world concert tour. Here is Shirley Griffith with more about Whitney Houston and songs from her album, I Look to You.
Music fans around the world are excited about the launch of Whitney Houston's World Concert Tour. It is to begin in Tokyo, Japan, in February. This is her first international concert tour in nearly 10 years. Serious personal problems interfered with Houston's award-winning singing career during the past 10 years. She abused illegal drugs and had a troubled marriage to singer Bobby Brown. Whitney Houston regained control of her life after being treated at a substance abuse center in California for almost 1 year. Also, she ended her marriage to Bobby Brown in 2007. That same year, Whitney Houston joined with her longtime friend and major record company executive Clive Davis to begin recording her album. Here is the title song from I Look to You.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you.
In November, Whitney Houston received the International Artist Award at the 2009 American Music Awards. The award has been given only 7 times in the 36-year history of the awards. After receiving the honor, Houston thanked her family and supporters for believing in her. She also performed this song, I Didn't Know My Own Strength.
Lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down, and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break.
We leave you with another hit song by Whitney Houston from her album, I Look to You. She wrote this dance song, Million Dollar Bill, with singer-songwriter Alicia Keys.
Came in the door, chucked in my coat, and who I'm looking for is staring in my face. Oh, they played our song, we hit the floor, he held me strong.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by June Sims, Lawan Davis, and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also post comments. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? Send it to mosaic@voanews.com, and we may answer it on this show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
If he came, makes you feel